the night mail coming to you.
Toot toot.
Chugging your way.
On Friday happy hour.
This is the night mail crossing the border, bringing the check and the postal order. Letters for the rich, letters for the poor, the shop at the corner and the girl next door. Pulling up Beatok a steady climb, the gradient's against her, but she's on time. Through sparse countries she rampages, her driver's eye upon her gauges, panting up past lonely farms, fed by the farmer's restless arms, striding forward along the rails, through southern uplands with northern mails. Winding up the valley to the watershed, through the heather and the weather and the dawn overhead, past cotton grass and moorland boulder, shoveling the white steam over her shoulder, snorting noisily she passes, silent miles of wind-bent grasses, birds turn their heads as she approaches, stare from the bushes at her blank-faced coaches, sheepdogs cannot turn her course, they slumber on with paws across, in the farm she passes, no one wakes, but a jug in a bedroom gently shakes. Dawn freshens, the climb is done. Down towards Glasgow she descends, towards the steam tugs, yelping down the glade of cranes, towards the fields of apparatus. The furnace is set on the dark plain like gigantic chessmen. All Scotland waits for her. In the dark glens, beside the pale green sea lochs, men long for news. Letters of thanks, letters from banks, letters of joy from the girl and boy, receipted bills and invitations to inspect new stock or to visit relations, and applications for situations, and timid lovers' declarations, and gossip, gossip from all the nations. New circumstantial, news financial, letters with holiday snaps to enlarge in, letters with faces scrawled in the margin, letters from uncles, cousins and aunts, letters to Scotland from south of France, letters of condolence to Highlands and Lowlands, notes from overseas to Hebrides, written on paper of every hue, the pink, the violet, the white and the blue, the catty, the chatty, the boring and adoring, the golden official, the hearts outpouring, clever, stupid, short and long, the typed and the printed and spelt all wrong. Thousands are still asleep, dreaming of terrifying monsters, or a friendly tea beside the band at Cranston's or Crawford's. Asleep in working Glasgow, asleep in well-set Edinburgh, asleep in granite Aberdeen, they continue their dreams, but shall wake soon and long for letters. And none will hear the postman's knock without a quickening of the heart. For who can bear to feel himself forgotten?
The Nash Ensemble, led by Lionel Friend and narrator Nigel Hawthorne, performing the closing segment of The Night Mail.
That was very evocative.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think about it, mail taking a trip somewhere, but once you add music and harshly metrical verse like that.
It's so cool.
So, music by Benjamin Britten, text by W.H. Auden. There are two lines toward the end that I want to point out.
Oh, yeah?
While thousands are still asleep. And who can bear to feel himself forgotten?
Oof.
Because this brings us to an unexpected appearance of, does that sound like something?
My favorite segment on Friday Happy Hour.
Because I was listening to this and those two lines jumped out at me, maybe because of the English accent or whatever. So sometimes you know a piece of music and then you learn about another piece of music and unexpectedly they're actually probably definitely connected.
Okay, probably definitely. I like that.
Yeah. So this reminded me of an album, a song on an album from the early 1980s that I listened to probably to an unhealthy extent.
Okay.
Although it's a wonderful album. It's David Bowie's Let's Dance.
Oh,
album.
Yeah.
First track, side two, because I owned it on vinyl, of course, was a song called Ricochet.
Okay.
And let me just play you a selection of that, if I may.
Okay.
Once again. Right. So, and who can bear to be forgotten? A lot like the last bit of
Nightmare.
The Nightmare, right. Then later on, something returns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thousands are still asleep.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bowie's version of this is much less cheering and heartful, you might say, than The Nightmare by Benjamin Britten. But he's clearly lifted a couple of lines and amusing him there in the early 1980s,
and,
I think.
And that music has kind of a driving quality,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, yeah. So, I don't know.
Does that sound like something?
It sounded like something to me.
Good ear, Warren Black.
ICANN Listen is the newest show from All Classical Radio's second station, ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network, and Music Workshop. Each week, two youth hosts play a song for you and share their reactions and experiences along with a few fun musical facts. ICANN Listen, Thursdays at 5 with an encore Sundays at noon on the HD2 stations of ICANN Radio and at icannradio.org.